What's going on, guys? It's your man Twan from the Twancast Hour. I appreciate you listening to this podcast. Hope you guys are having a great day. I hope you had a great day. Some might be night some places in the world, maybe daytime some places in the world. So I just want to make sure I'm showing love to everybody. You know what I mean? And today I just wanted to come in here and talk to you guys a little bit about what I'm going through. I talk about personal development a lot, try to inspire people, motivate them if that's what you choose to do or choose to say. But let me tell you something, man. Today was a fight for me within myself. And I'm going to tell you why. It's because I had to fight my own depression. It's a very dangerous place. Honestly, when you are not dealing with your depression, and today I had to deal with it. I had to recognize it. I had to, and I'm not even going to say I checked it. I'm going to be really honest with you. It was really getting the best of me. Now, don't get me wrong. I was fighting back, because, that's not going to sit down and let it take a toll on me. But what I can tell you is that it was in a fight within myself. And even as I do this podcast, I didn't want to do this podcast because a part of me wanted to stay in that funk. I woke up about 8:30 this morning, and I just was in a battle all day because there are some things transitioning. And at the same time, when things are transitioning in your life and you're trying your best to be as optimistic as possible, when you were previously a very pessimistic person, and I don't want to repeat those same steps of stress, of anxiety. And at the end of the day, I have caused all that on myself. Because I haven't approached it with a good attitude, so to speak. And I do understand that, personal development is supposed to be a life-changing thing. But so is depression. And I don't want anybody that's listening to this to deny your depression. You know what I mean? Don't fight it. Don't try to say, oh no, this is not me. Oh no, it's you. It's very well you. And the more you deny it, is the more it becomes bigger than you until you put a handle on it and you just grab it by the hand and say, this is my life. You're not going to control it. I know you're here. I know you're right beside me. I know that. But you're not going to run my life. And that's just something that, I have to decide. This is something that I have to deal with for the rest of my life, is that, yes, I deal with depression, but it will not run my life. And the crazy thing about it is, some days I feel like it has run my life, no matter how much I have tried to fight it. And I just want you guys to know that if that is you, you are not alone. You can be honest with yourself. You know what I mean? And honestly, be honest with others, because the crazy part about it is they just as depressed as you, if not more. And I'm not saying you're supposed to be spreading your depression all over the place and, complaining all over the place. But what I'm saying is, it's nothing wrong. Nothing's wrong with you. You're a human being. And it would be better for you to admit what's going on in your life than for you to try to suppress it. And again, it becomes bigger than you until you choose to deal with it. And I honestly can say that I think my depression monster was growing for at least about without me knowing, without me knowing, or maybe I was, I did know, I just ignored it. I would say mine was, I was dealing with depression for a good amount of time. I would say at least about like, what, 5, 6 years or so when it actually, hit me, really good. But see, I didn't know what I was dealing with. I just thought like, 'cause I grew up in the black community, it was like that. Honestly, there was no such thing as depression, anxiety, stress. Those things weren't, those words weren't circulating around me when I grew up. But I just want you guys to know that it's okay to be depressed. Nothing's wrong with you. You're a human being. And however you choose to get help, I would wholeheartedly encourage you to embrace that help, whether you need to talk to somebody. There's so many avenues that you can go to get help, and I wholeheartedly suggest you do that, because the more you suppress it, is the more you take your life for granted. And I know there are a lot of people that don't take their life for granted. And even if you do, I hope that you change that. I hope that no matter if you're going through it right now, I hope that this podcast can help you find some better help, because I'm not a doctor. I'm just letting you know that you're not alone in this world. A lot of people not going to say what they what I'm saying on this, because they don't want people to know that, they're not all the way well, and and they're ashamed of it. And depression comes from the things that we went through in our life, the memories and, and things of that, and things of that nature. And I can relate some of my depression, because I know where some of my depression comes from, because some of the things that I didn't deal with 5 and 6 years ago, that are coming to the surface now, is these are the things that I have to deal with. And so these are the things that I just want to change. I just want to get a better handling on it. I'm going to do my best to. I'm already reading a book right now, but after I read that book, I'm going to make sure that I get a book to assist me in my journey to become more in control of my depression. Because again, today it was a 12-round bout with me and depression. And I mean, I'm not even gonna lie to you, it was a draw. And the reason why it was a draw is because, no, fuck that. It was a win, because I didn't want to do this podcast. I didn't want to do it. I was like, eh, whatever. I already have an internet radio show. I don't need to do no podcast, but I did. I needed to get out of that funk, stop swimming in that, and get out and do something and make myself uncomfortable. Even though I've done a podcast before, the fact is, I just had to make myself uncomfortable and get it done again. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I hope and pray that, that your goals are being reached so far this year. If you have resolutions, I hope they're still intact. But for, as far as your boy is concerned, I'm going to keep on working on, having more control of my depression. And I hope that you take that into consideration as well. And, don't take your life for granted, because life is short. And regardless of what we're suffering through, we want to enjoy the rest of our life. So I know I want to enjoy the rest of my life. I hope you want to enjoy the rest of your life. So with that being said, I love each and every last one of y'all, despite if I know you or I don't. There's much love out there for everybody. Just like there's a lot of money out there's a lot of love for everybody. So give that shit. Give love out. And lastly, before I leave, ladies and gentlemen, on June 10th, I'm sorry, scratch that. January 10th, I'm tripping. January 10th, 2018, I started podcasting. And it's been a year since I've been like on the microphone publicly, where people can actually hear my voice, hear my content. And I couldn't be happier. I found my passion. I love I love it. You know, I just love being on the radio, love podcasting, love talking to people, love inspiring people. So I'm just really happy on the beginning stages that I've made. And just through that right there, ladies and gentlemen, I just want you to know that yes, there have been many successes in my life. In 2018, for the winter semester, I won Best Radio Personality. Our radio show got a lot of good feedback from listeners, and I'm most appreciative of that. But even in that, or even in the midst of all my successes, of all my accomplishments, I still have my moments when I'm depressed. So don't think you're not a winner when you're winning because you're depressed. Hold yourself together, realize you're human. Keep winning, keep fighting your depression because you are stronger than your depression. It's just totally up to you. Much love. Y'all be cool. Peace.